702. The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, we do have Adam Gilchrist back on the line. All right, Adam, let's try again. In July last year, of course, you and I spoke about the assassination of the Haitian president. Now there have been arrests around that plot, including a senator, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all gone a bit cross-border. The plot is definitely thickening. We have a former Haitian senator called John Joel Joseph. Police had kind of pointed the finger at him. Well, he seems to have popped up in Jamaica. There are claims that he may have helped plan the assassination and supplied weapons for these gunmen who burst into the presidential residence last July. The FBI in America has arrested a former Colombian military officer called Mario Palacios in connection with this. There have been a number of arrests in Haiti itself. So there we have Haiti, Jamaica, Colombia, the United States. It is possible that drugs and money laundering are at the root of this. And also we know that there are death threats that have been made to police in Haiti, as well as the new president as well. It's all a bit of a tangled web. And getting to the root of this may be very uncomfortable for rather a lot of people.
Yes, indeed. And as clear as mud as this point, is it not? All right, Adam, let's go to the tsunami, the Tonga tsunami. I imagine now, as things begin to settle, the problems that the island is going to experience, those are going to be a lot more clear.
Well, slowly but surely, I suppose. One of the problems is that there seems to be very little communication to the island, certainly parts of Tonga. 80,000 people are thought to have been affected by power cuts in particular, but also phone lines down. And there's a flyover by a New Zealand Air Force plane, which has taken some pictures. Obviously, there are one or two videos that have come out from social media. But generally speaking, very little has emerged about the damage done. And yet we know there has been damage done. The tsunami may not have been quite that terrible Boxing Day kind of level, but still it's caused damage. And we also know that because this came from a volcanic eruption, now ash has been dumped over a good portion of Tonga, and now people are talking about a moonscape. Bear in mind the tsunami warning at one stage, by the way, extended to Fiji, Japan, New Zealand, and the Californian coast. They were very worried in many parts of the world. But it looks like Tonga's borne the brunt, and people talking about a moonscape and damage, and we actually don't quite know how far that goes, although it does look at this stage that there hasn't been loss of life, and that may be extraordinary, and extraordinarily good news, given everything else.
Now, we spoke last week about Prince Andrew losing his title HRH, His Royal Highness, but could he get it back, for example, like you and me, if we were to apply to be an island king?
I think we should form an orderly queue. I think we might be ahead of Prince Andrew in the queue as well. Would they want him? It's lovely. This is a 300-year-old pub called the Ship Inn on a little tiny island. We think of an island, you think of lots of sea around it. It's actually, I mean, it's a stone's throw from the mainland, but still the kind of stone that requires a ferry, if you're with me. So this little tiny island, all that's on it is a pub, the ruins of a castle, and a campsite. And people do come and go because it's picturesque and bird watching in particular and that sort of stuff. But to be landlord of this pub, you also get to be crowned king, or I guess queen, of Peel Island. So with the pub comes this extraordinary title. As I say, yeah, you're right, Prince Andrew, through the back door, maybe. What they do is they hold a ceremony where, as you become landlord of the Ship Inn on Peel Island, you sit in an ancient chair, you wear a helmet, you hold a sword, and you have alcohol poured over your head. I don't know about you, Bongani. I'm getting visions and flashbacks of my stag night, but this is a little bit more official, maybe. And think, if you're king of or queen of Peel Island, you get to hobnob with royalty, presumably around the world.
Adam Gilchrist, we'll leave it on that note. That's this morning's Worldview.